Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. The nutrition world was rocked last week by the publication of a new study which concluded that intermittent fasting is not very effective for weight loss. What's worse, the results suggested that it may exacerbate the loss of lean muscle tissue. Intermittent fasting has been a topic of intense public fascination for several years now. You know, I give workshops and lectures and interviews on a wide variety of nutrition topics to a lot of different kinds of audiences: physicians, nutrition and fitness professionals, senior citizens, college students, parents, and the popular media. And no matter what I'm talking about or who I'm talking to, the minute we open up the floor or the phone lines, we inevitably get questions about intermittent fasting. Is it effective? Is it safe? What does the research say? So it was not surprising that this study caused such a splash. Despite the breathless headlines, though, this latest study didn't actually change what we already knew about intermittent fasting and weight loss. And the new finding on muscle loss confirmed a suspicion or a concern that many had already raised. The allure of intermittent fasting is totally understandable. The premise is that we don't actually have to change what we eat or even how much we eat. We can lose weight simply by changing when we eat it. There are a few different ways that intermittent fasting can be practiced. One of the most popular protocols, and the one that was used in this latest study, is a restricted eating window. Instead of spreading your daily meals over the course of 12 or 14 hours, you shorten that eating window to 8 or 10 hours. For example, instead of eating your breakfast at 7 in the morning, your lunch at midday, and then dinner at 7 in the evening, you might eat all of your meals between the hours of noon and 8 p.m. each day. Now, when they tried this in rats, it worked like gangbusters. Researchers gave the rats a high-fat diet, and then they let them eat as much as they wanted. Not surprisingly, this led the rats to gain weight. But when they gave them the same diet and let them eat as much as they wanted, but only for 8 hours a day, they didn't gain weight. In fact, the rats that started out overweight actually lost weight. It seemed like the extended fasting period did something to the rats' metabolism, or maybe their hormones, that caused them to either burn more calories or store less fat. And if the same were true for humans, that would mean that as long as we kept our mouths shut for 12 to 16 hours a day, we could eat all the pizza, cheeseburgers, french fries, and ice cream we wanted and not gain weight. I mean, sign me up. Unfortunately, as is so often the case, it didn't seem to work quite as well in humans. Simply restricting your food intake to a shorter window did not seem to change the rate at which humans burn calories or store fat. It did sometimes lead to modest weight loss, but this was due to the fact that people following this schedule simply ended up eating fewer calories. No metabolic magic there. In my experience, the benefits of a restricted eating window are purely behavioral. When you limit the number of hours a day that you eat, you often end up eating less, which leads to weight loss. And if this turns out to be an easier or a more comfortable way for you to limit your food intake, then this could be a very successful long-term strategy for weight management. I've certainly heard that from many people that I work with. But if you don't eat less, you probably won't lose weight. Now, there is just one possible exception. To the extent that there is any metabolic magic in our meal timing, it seems to hinge on eating our calories earlier in the day. So instead of eating between noon and 8 p.m., you might eat from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then fast all the way until the next morning. This is significantly less popular for obvious reasons. And that's why the authors of this latest study made their eating window from noon to 8 p.m. We chose 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. because that's what seemed to fit best with how we live our lives, writes researcher Ethan Weiss. Dinner is a much more social meal than breakfast, and we assumed that people would have a harder time fasting through dinner. Fair enough. This study involved 118 subjects, and it ran over the course of 12 weeks. The subjects included both men and women, and they ranged from slightly overweight to obese. One group was told to eat 3 structured meals per day, following the typical breakfast, lunch, and dinner pattern. And the other was instructed to eat only between the hours of noon and 8 p.m. Now, importantly, neither group was instructed to change what or how much they were eating. We wanted to test a real-world and simple prescription, explains Weiss. One of the most attractive things about time-restricted eating was that it's so easy to do. Anyone can do it. There's nothing complicated about it. So after 12 weeks, both groups had lost a very small amount of weight, but there was no significant difference between the groups. In other words, a restricted eating window in and of itself is not a terribly effective weight loss strategy, and it offers no advantage over a more traditional eating pattern. The other surprising finding was that even though neither group lost much weight, the group that was following the time-restricted eating regimen lost mostly lean muscle. This was such a surprise to Dr. Weiss that after several years of practicing time-restricted eating himself, he started eating breakfast again.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
I've talked quite a bit in previous episodes about muscle protein synthesis, the process by which dietary protein is used to build and maintain lean muscle tissue in our body. We can maximize muscle protein synthesis by consuming 25 to 35 grams of protein at one meal. Now, here in the United States, we're likely to ring that bell only once a day at the evening meal. But by hitting that threshold 2 or even 3 times a day, we can potentially stimulate more muscle protein synthesis, and this can help us maintain more lean muscle. For most people in practice, this means making a concerted effort to increase your protein intake at either breakfast or lunch or both. If your eating window is only 8 hours long, it may be harder to fit in multiple protein peaks, and total muscle protein synthesis might suffer as a result. So there's a trade-off here. A restricted eating window may make it easier for you to eat fewer calories, but it might make it harder to maximize muscle synthesis. If you find intermittent fasting or a restricted eating window to be a useful strategy for weight management, you can potentially mitigate this risk by paying a little extra attention to the amount and the timing of your protein intake. If you're only eating two big meals a day, say lunch and dinner, just make sure that both of them include enough protein to give you a nice boost in muscle protein synthesis. The other key way to stave off the loss of lean muscle as a result of fasting or weight loss is to engage in some resistance training. Protein alone does not lead to muscle maintenance. You also need to use those muscles if you don't want to lose them. The bottom line on this latest study is that the benefits of a restricted eating window appear to be behavioral, not metabolic. If it makes it easier for you to limit your food intake, intermittent fasting might be a useful long-term strategy. But to minimize the loss of lean muscle, try to include two separate and adequate servings of protein each day, and don't skimp on that resistance training. I've included links to a lot of the research that I talked about today and also some related Nutrition Diva podcast episodes in the transcript for today's show, which is at our website, quickanddirtytips.com. And if you have more questions or comments about this topic, you can drop me an email or call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. I also wanted to mention that we're launching another group in the Weigh Less program this week, and this will be the last group in 2020. This is a year-long coaching program that helps people create the mindset, the habits, and the lifestyle that lead to weighing less without dieting. And we also talk a lot about things like intermittent fasting, meal timing, and how you can use those strategies as part of a customized approach to weight management. You can learn more at weighless.life. Our show is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg, and our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Morgan Ratner, Emily Miller, Michelle Margulis, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.